I don't know. I'd like
that's
to hang
just how I look.
That's just her. She has resting, what are you doing face. I love a nice laugh. Welcome, everybody. Everybody welcome
Andrew
here.
Hey, guys.
Hi, Andrew.
All right. I got stuff.
Okay, what'd you get?
Grandmother's liquor cabinet.
We have too much booze.
This party's getting lit.
Can you make booze into a pie or something? Can we make a booze pie or booze potatoes?
I got Sambuchka, and I got a half a bottle of creme de menthe.
Ah.
And what else? I got all the stuff from my grandmother's liquor cabinet back in 2017. And
honestly, this goes really well with hockey sticks, quarter pounder, and cheese. I'm happy with this Thanksgiving. The spread is looking good.
Yeah, we're finally getting things together. Oh, knock, knock. There's another person. Caller, you got Bucci.
Hi, Bucci. Hi, Mrs. Bucci. This is Bandit.
Oh, hey, Bandit. How are you? Everybody say hi to Bandit.
Bandit. Hey, Bandit.
Hi.
All right, hi.
Hi. I brought waffle.
All right, Bandit, come in. You're a great friend. And that's the end of that sentence. Yeah, well, you didn't hear, you know.
All right, so I've got Andrew taking Double G's spot because that one's empty because he kind of left.
He left, yeah.
And then I think that since Hero and Henry got sucked into the black hole, Bandit, you can sit over there on the other side of me. So that works out.
Okay. Yeah, I can see that.
Perfect. Sit right down.
Wait, where is Hockey Stick in Sarah's?
Hockey Stick's on the caddy corner to Bandit.
Oh, okay.
Whoa. Oh, okay, I got it.
Who's groaning?
So I'm just getting everything together here. I'm sorry. It's my bad.
Yeah, it is.
Bandit, what did you bring for us?
Yes.
I brought waffles and I brought some amaretto.
Waffles and amaretto. Do you pour the amaretto on the waffles?
No, I thought we can mix it with some eggnog.
That's
interesting. Delicious.
I like amaretto. I was not sure how that went with the waffles, but I think I would eat those together.
Anything sweet.
Well, you know, I brought the accoutrements for waffles. You know, syrup, butter.
That sounds delicious. See, I'm really glad that I sat you near me, Bandit.
Boil some more
I've got Annie on one side with the vodka, you with the amaretto. Then
Annie,
we've got our quarter
okay?
pounder with cheese. This is a good meal, I think.
Hockey
and then
stick,
is your ziti ready yet?
No, it's still boiling. Hockey Stick, it seems that you've eaten all the quarter pounders with cheeses.
Are there any of those turkey legs on the bucket hat left?
No, they're all gone, I think. I think we've lost some people. All right, 201-209-9368. We got a couple more people.
We got a couple more seats left. And, you know, we still need some classic dishes. You know, we need cornbread. No one brought deviled eggs. I'm not a fan of deviled eggs, but nobody brought any. Yams. People put marshmallows on the yams.
We don't have any mac and cheese either.
We don't have any mac and cheese.
We need mac and or cheese.
I was thinking of bringing mac and cheese, but then waffles or,
I really like that you went creative.
Well, it's the thought that absolutely doesn't count. Caller, you got Bucci. Welcome to Friendsgiving.
Hey, Bucci, it's Double G.
He came back.
I got bathroom.
Hi, Double G.
I'm sorry about the bathroom, dude. I gotta go.
Oh,
don't
man.
Apologize for the bathroom.
Well, he did. He was eating
apologize that. Apologize to the bathroom.
He was eating that bucket.
I didn't make it to
chicken.
The bathroom.
It wasn't cooked. I told you it wasn't cooked.
You're out of here.
I gotta go.
All right, everybody, we're almost done here. So why don't we kind of go around the table and say what we're most thankful for.
Who goes first? I think you should call people out.
Well, Hockey Stick, are you here?
Yes.
All right, what are you most thankful for?
Is that somebody's baby?
Don't worry about the baby.
Is climbing to my truck?
No. The baby's fine. Don't unless you're thankful for a baby, which Micah is. All right, what are you most thankful for?
I guess I'm thankful for this delicious quarter pounder meal I just ate.
Yep, thankful for the thing that you brought, yep.
Yeah, that. And then those turkey legs are pretty good.
Ugh, I wouldn't eat those.
So outside, it sounds like outside of today, you don't have much to be thankful for.
Well, I mean,
Hockey Stick's living in the present. It's fine. Move on.
Yeah.
Next.
Bandit, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
All right.
A thank you would be nice.
I'm thankful for the...
I'm going to put some of the game on.
The loving friendship we have here at Friendsgiving.
Oh, that's nice.
I think we just
lost someone. Is Sarah still here?
I think she...
I am still here.
Oh, hey, Sarah. What are you thankful for, too?
I'm thankful for my pets, my cat and my dog, but I'm also really thankful I got to meet both of you, like, 2 days ago.
Oh, that's right. That's so nice.
It was really nice meeting you, too. That was a great...
And meeting you right now.
It was the best Thanksgiving present, and now I'm at dinner with you guys, so it's even better.
It's even better, and thank you for that discount, by the way.
And stay away from Double G's chicken.
The dial tone is here. all right. Thanks, everybody. Leave.
Thank you.
You're kicking everyone out. Yeah, this party does have a hard stop.
It has
7.
A hard out. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just going to watch some of this game some more.
Wait. Micah just walked in. Should we ask him what he's thankful for?
Micah, what did you bring to the Friendsgiving?
Yeah, we're having a Friendsgiving, Micah.
I'm just doing here with the Amazon delivery.
Oh, right. Oh, it's an Amazon box full of M&Ms. Thank you so much, Micah. What do you have to be thankful for?
That this hour is over.
Well, I think many... be careful what you're thankful for because, you know, that's the end of that. Well, thank you, Mrs. Bucci, I am most thankful for you being my friend.
What?
You've been celebrating at WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM. And online and all the time at WFMU.org. Mrs. Bucci, do you have anything you want to close with?
I think the ZD's ready, finally.
Oh, my God, it's so limp. And that's a Bucci adage. Who listens to Bucci?
You
Ducci.
Ducci. Good evening, Starseed. This is the music of Mind Control. My name is Micah, or Uncle Mo, if you prefer. This is a weekly journey that we take, you and I. New religious movements, cults, individuals of a mystical inspired nature and the sounds that come out of them. We did just hear a Finnish doom project known as Mansion that seems steeped in a folk religion known as Kartanoism. That existed mostly in the 20s and 30s in Finland, most famous for its child preachers. The movement had about 100 members based on very austere and apocalyptic form of Christianity, waiting for the end of the world in the middle of rural Finland. The second coming of Jesus was thought to be happening very immediately, and before it, the sinful world would receive its punishment. Oh boy. And then there's all kinds of weird things going on, like Russian Skopsy, Castrator, and Clist's Whipper communities. I have no idea what this is all about. Anyway, it's very scary, and ascetic religion that apparently this band, Mansion, seems to be ensconced in. They're trying to bring back the tradition. Maybe they are going to be successful. 1933, I guess that's some kind of significant year in the Kartanoist hagiography. That's the name of the track we just heard. I'm going to return to this cult from Connecticut known as The Work. This is the cult of Brother Julius. Middle-aged pervert who claimed to be the living Messiah, had a bunch of followers come live with him in Connecticut, and there were all kinds of control, behavior, mind control, beatings, public beatings, and of course, sexual assault and murder. Apparently, one of the head apostles was trying to take control of the finances, and Brother Julius had him killed. And this was a cold case for many years until recently. I think they found his corpse, and allegations started to emerge. But they did record two albums as The Anointed, all about the divine presence of Brother Julius mostly, and whatever rarefied form of worship that he taught and practiced. We're going to hear from a record called Let My People Go. It's from about 1972. And once again, I want to thank listener Ben in Maplewood, who was a child in the cult and who's sent me these records so I could play them for you. So I'm going to play a couple of choice cuts and we'll be right back. The cult is known as The Work, and I'll return.
My body back to Canaan, to my father's grave. This is not my portion, to die a slave. So he blessed them one by one. Reuben, you are my firstborn, my strength and my might. Unstable as water, you shall fall, for you've troubled your father's wife. Simeon and Levi are brethren, cursed be their shall not pass from thee, O Judah. Zebulun is a haven for ships, at the sea shall he dwell. His car is strong as burden, as a servant he do well. Then shall be a serpent by the way, an adder in the path. He bites the horse's heel, so that his rider shall fall back. A troop shall overcome Gad, but he shall win at the shall be fat. Naphtali is a hind let loose. He giveth goodly word. Joseph, Joseph, you fruitful bough, your branches run all the archers they have shot at you, God shall not suffer you to fall. Your father's blessing to you is greater than them all. And Benjamin shall raven as a wolf. In the morning he shall devour. Gathered his sons together, give ear to what I say. Take my body back to Canaan, to my father's grave. not my portion. Take my body back to Canaan. Take my body back to Canaan. Take my body back to Canaan. Oh. Shine, for thy light is come. The glory of God is risen on thee. Gentiles, thy light, thy light, thy brightness, and into thy sight.
Lift up thine eyes.
Couple of cuts from this record known as Let My People Go from the Anointed, a relic from the Connecticut-based religious cult known as The Work, Rise Unto Zion, and Prophecies of Jacob. Going to move to Down Under, Australia, and hear from a group known as the Jesus Christians, which is an extremely unoriginal name for a religious cult. But there you go. They've been the Jesus Christians for a very long time. They do practice communal living, voluntary work, activism, and they're mostly known for donating kidneys. If you join this cult, most likely you will be coerced to donate your kidneys. They teach that God provides the material needs of people who stop working for money and dedicate their lives to obeying the teachings of Jesus. This is an extremely anti-establishment, anti-capitalist group. They stand outside in diapers, dressed as babies, and they hand out propaganda all about how we're living in a corrupt system, how we're all brainwashed, and we need to burn all of our money and return to Christ. One thing about this cult, and I truly believe, if you are going to join a cult, make sure that they publish comics, that they have propaganda in the form of comic books. Jesus Christians are known for their religious comics that they hand out, much like the Chick Tracts. So that's one good thing about them. Another good thing about this cult, they believe that masturbation is good. It is not a sin. And I think there's a chapter in their entire treatise called, like, Wanking, the Last Taboo, or something like that. So, it's okay to touch your junk in this cult. So they aren't totally evil. In fact, I think it's kind of on par with much of my own philosophy. So who knows? So I'm going to play some of their propaganda music now. It's kind of a mixed bag, as you will about to discover. And I will return. Once again, these are the Jesus Christians from Australia.
We have each been brainwashed by the system from the day that we were born, but we can and must break out of the values of a corrupt system if we don't want to be punished along with it when Jesus returns.
Oh, Babylon, you'll be punished in an hour. Yeah. She made us drink of the filthiness. Our minds controlled with the help of the press. Her lies were our truth when we learned at school. The sad news is that we've all been fooled. Your blood is so sour. Oh, Babylon, you'll be punished in an hour. Yeah. take part in your course. I will never be your pawn. You shall burn forevermore. Oh, oh, oh. Ah, your blood is so sour. Babylon, you'll be punished in an hour. Yeah.
Real truth is more than fancy talk and wishful thinking. Each day ticks us closer to the end, and when we get there, you are going to wish that you had made the right choices when you had the chance.
because too many people out there, you know, that doesn't say the right thing, man. Like, we just gotta land on the rock, man. The teachings of Christ.
That's right. None of these false prophets are gonna, you know, just.
Hey, the sermon's starting.
Open your mind, close your lips, open your ears. I'm here to preach until you reach a state of mind without any fears. Cause it appears you've been brainwashed by the system of man. Now let's see if you can understand. You've been working 9 to 5 just to make it by. Thinking you can survive with the money, but it's a lie. It's been devised to make a compromise and not question the status quo. Have you ever wondered what it is you're working for? Have you felt there's no way out? Did you ever doubt what this was about? Did you ever want to shout help? Is there any way out where there is? And this is what it's all about. Look at the birds in the air, how they fly. They don't store in barns, nor do the work 9 to 5. And your heavenly Father feeds them, always leads them. And he knows that every other creature needs them. Look at the flowers in the field, how they grow. They don't go to work, nor do they make their own clothes. And if Bill Gates, with all his dough, wouldn't be able to make himself look as good as one of these. So, sell all your possessions, give the money to the poor. I guarantee you, Jesus Christ can give you so much more. Up in heaven, we're treasure now the rot and the rust. This is God we're talking about, someone you can trust. The must obey the teachings of Christ, cause there are no alibis to defend your lies on the day that you die. So open your eyes and see that greed breeds mean deeds.
The love of money is the root of all evil. It's the truth, you cannot hide it. The love of money is the root of all evil. No one
all the world and preach the gospel, even if the church keeps saying it's impossible. Keep on preaching all of Christ's teachings, cause you don't know the kind of people that you're reaching. With the word of God acting like a seed, turn the hearts of men away from the miseries of greed. So take heed and be not deceived. Hold firm to the faith that you once received. Believe in the Lord Jesus, cause he frees us from all sin and he wants to receive us. Believe us when we tell you he's real, and don't be deceived by the cheaper deal, cause there are so many churches that worship the thing that can purchase, and it just isn't worth it. So sell your soul to the circus, remember your purpose.
The love of money is the root of all evil. It's the truth, you cannot hide it. The love of money is the root of all. But no one dares to fight it.
Liar, liar, your pants on fire. You're teaching people not to obey the Messiah. The fire is made for people like you who do what you do, who fight against truth. While the world is a zoo with all people in cages, strapped through the want of paychecks and wages. You sages, you priests, you cult of elite, keep oppressing the weak in order to keep your positions of power, your castles, your thrones. You will soon see the hour when it's overthrown, and I won't be alone in the army of God, following the truth with the iron rod. But I hope before then you will start learning the lessons you need before Christ is returning, or else you will feel your conscience start burning. It'll be too late. End of sermon.
Some conscious rhymes from the Jesus Christians. The sermon, Hold to Truth and Babylon, is what we heard. The diaper wearing, kidney donating, money burning cult from Australia. Going to play some cuts from Lightstorm. This is the musical group that centered around Satya Sai Baba in the 60s, 70s, 80s, and 90s. They recorded maybe, I don't know, 20 albums under the Sai Baba Trust label, production team. These were two Dutch kids who were acolytes of Sai Baba in the 60s. And they just hung around him for decades. He was their guru, and they became very close to him, and they just became his musical wing. Sai Baba, if you don't know, was a miracle worker, a yogi. He could do all kinds of neat tricks, like materialize watches, and I think he cried tears of olive oil or some weird stuff like that. And occasionally he would hold satsang and repeat much of the phraseology and platitudes that most of these 60s and 70s yogis were known for, about karma and reincarnation, etc., etc. Then it turned out that if you were a follower of Satya Sai Baba, most likely, and you were male, most likely you would be taken to his rooms and fondled, and your kids too. So there's that. But that did not deter Lightstorm from making numerous records all about Satya Sai Baba and his teachings and all kinds of Eastern-tinged raga rock and so forth. I want to play a couple of tracks from what I think is probably their weirdest record. It's called 33 and a Third. I think it was made in the 1980s. Not 100% sure. And it's a little ambiguous as to what this record has to do with Satya Sai Baba, whereas all the other records, it's kind of obvious. So let's give it a spin. I'll be right back.
From your place, Mama's coming home any moment.
All my life I've been searching for someone, somewhere to open up the door. Now it's time you lie with me, so come on, spend love on me. Spend all your love on me. Electrify.
Susie, I'm on a news man. Not a Susie in a jacuzzi. Not a Susie, let's get wet tonight. She made it shy, I don't know why. Until I thought I heard her cry. And suddenly she whispered that she loved me.
From what's probably their weirdest album, 33 and a third. That was a couple of tracks from Lightstorm, the official musical group of Satya Sai Baba. I don't know what he thought of that one, but he did produce it. And Lord only knows. Monkey Bridge, Naughty Susie, and Spend All Your Love on Me. One of like 30 records they produced for Satya Sai Baba. We're going to round things out with some Mormon jazz. That's right, you heard me. Mormon jazz from the Brigham Young University jazz players. Synthesis. This is from 1976. This is their first album. They made like, I don't know, 5 or 6. And that'll be it for me. This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM, online at wfmu.org.
Thank you.